Jiang Yi, the apology. The toothache was persistent and worsening on the return from Kunming. I'd visited a Chinese medicine shop and was told to chew cloves, which did help mask the pain, but I needed a dentist. As always, it was difficult to find help online because of the government's control of the internet. So, reluctantly, I decided to try the administrative staff when we returned to Beijing. Numerous calls, emails, visit to the office, pleas for help, yield nothing. Now the pain is just more than the tooth. Hours passed without any response, and the tooth was now insistent. It needed help. I was unable to attend the regular end-of-day crisis meeting, and as word spreads quickly, within minutes, everyone on campus knew of my absence. One simply does not miss the crisis meeting. Then the call came from Wenjia, asking me why I was not at the meeting. Wenjia's position was that of a compliance officer, in charge of attendance at crisis meetings only. I reminded her again about the tooth and the need for help. A torrent of apologies followed. No help, though. Still no response to my continued pleas, and by now the tooth had lost all patience and was demanding immediate relief. Just then, the phone rings. It's Wenjia, who needs to see me urgently. I explain the pain is worsening, decline, and again ask for help. As this was not the answer that was acceptable to Wenjia's superior, she continues to call 6 more times, and with each call, ever more emphasis on the urgency of a visit immediately. The tooth and I relent, and almost immediately, Wenjia shows up at my apartment with a large fruit basket, sent by Wenjia's superior to show how sorry he is that I could not join the crisis meeting. Again, I beg Wenjia to please help me find a dentist. She giggles with her hand over her mouth and says, "Nothing. My tooth is screaming, so I do what my tooth tells me I should have done hours ago. Fend for myself, as always." So in expat style, I found an Iranian dentist trained in Australia working for a Singaporean medical firm in Beijing.